From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Emergency Services Fly Car is moving from Windham to Hunter. A fly car is an emergency response vehicle that prepares patients for transport before an ambulance gets to the scene. Windham has an ambulance while Hunter has neither, so moving the fly car to a building on the corner of Bridge Street and Route 23A in Hunter should get help to the needy sooner. Mountaintop officials are still asking for a second fly car for the Lexington area. Hunter Town Supervisor Darrell Legg said, and I quote, "A second car would not only help the Mountaintop, but help the valley as well because they move around," end quote. But Greene County Emergency Service Board of Directors President Mark Evans said they have no plans now to add another fly car, which would cost about $650,000. Evans said, and I quote, "The Mountaintop has an average response time of 14.1 minutes, and the valley area is 8.9 minutes on average, which gives a delta of 5.2 minutes, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg reports in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office emergency phone service has gone out, and I quote, "for several hours," end quote, so Sheriff David Bartlett is switching service providers and adding landlines. All of his office's phone service was provided through the internet, and Bartlett said, and I quote, "We've lost emergency phone services. We've lost emergency phones for several hours. That is not acceptable. I can't have it," end quote. So the sheriff's office is switching from Windstream to First Flight. The resolution adopted by the full county board said, and I quote, "First Light has a backup internet system that is better suited for the county needs and will cost the same monthly amount," end quote. Reintroducing some landline phones, though, should add cost. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Bethany Bump in the Albany Times Union takes a tour of the 72,000 square foot Curaleaf warehouse in Coyman's Industrial Park that is one of the 10 state approved medical marijuana grow facilities statewide and the first in Albany County. Last week, the company, celebrating a year since moving into the southern Albany County location, led a few members of the media on a 2-hour tour of the facility from seed to sale. Curaleaf workers individually hand-cut, deleaf, and harvest the plants growing in the warehouse. Then they extract crude oil from the plants and press a gelatinized oil into molds to make Curaleaf's CuraChews, a chewable fruit medication. Curaleaf New York General Manager Nate McDonald admits all the regulations drive the cost higher than the illegal trade. He said, and I quote, "All these additional steps are part of the reason why New York medication costs have been where they are," end quote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Attorney General Letitia James led another lawsuit against President Donald Trump on August 26. This time, James, with 19 other attorney general, are trying to stop Trump efforts that could lead to indefinite detention of migrant farmers. The Trump administration is trying to end the Flores settlement, which sets rules for the treatment and detention of migrant minors in federal immigration custody. James said, and I quote, "This case cuts to the core of who we are as a nation, which has long been a staunch defender of human rights. The Trump administration's new rule is a troubling rejection of this ideal. It is not acceptable to detain people, especially and including children, under cruel conditions that fail to meet their basic human needs. We will not allow them to trample on our values without a fight," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.